Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to the new episode. Augmented reality, a lot to do about it, but this week the news came out that Microsoft has a big deal, a big contract. They sold 100,000 of their HoloLenses, and the client is the US defense, the military in the United States. Which makes kind of sense because you think that this could really help to train soldiers and to actually give them more information about the battlefield and make faster and better decisions. So it makes sense. Although I have to say I was a little bit surprised to see this was the big first contract. I thought that it would have been gaming or more into the entertainment world. But apparently the biggest market for now for augmented reality, is the military. There's a rumor that Amazon would start with Amazon Prime Health. They have a drug license, they can sell medication, and there's research that points to the direction that many customers would actually turn to Amazon to buy medication. Many critics, of course, are really scared that Amazon would make it so easy for people to buy medicine that maybe you could get addicted to it, because there's also a number of bad consequences of that. But it's a huge market, and if that becomes true, that Amazon starts an Amazon Health, then there's a big chance, I think, that in 2019 or 2020, we can expect a big acquisition in the offline retail world in the US, where Amazon may buy one of those big pharmaceutical retailers. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, but let's see what their first move is, and let's see if Prime Health actually comes to the table. Alibaba has set up a partnership with the biggest Spanish retailer group, El Corte Inglés. And this is one of the first European big retailers that actually starts to work with Alibaba. Partnership is about using Alibaba's cloud services and AI capabilities to improve the customer experience for the Spanish customers of El Corte Inglés. This is very new for us in Europe. In China, this is how retail is going. The big retailers, they work together with companies like Tencent, JD, Alibaba to use their technology to boost the experience of customers. They use the Alibaba e-commerce platforms and they're used to that. They think, let's use their skills and let's combine that with our skills. In many European markets and also in the US, many retailers have chosen to develop their own tools and their own systems, and some have succeeded. For others, it has been more tough. But I think we're going to see a trend where it's ecosystem competition and where ecosystems fight with other ecosystems. And then there's always going to be one of the big technology players going to be involved. And here in Spain, it's now Alibaba that has a first test case of that. But I think we're going to see more of that next year. Let's talk about data security for a second. This week, the Marriott Hotel Group had a big disaster, a big data breach. More than 500 million customers' data were leaked, were stolen, were taken. And this is, of course, a big disaster, because if you check in into a hotel, you give them your passport information, your date of birth, the place of birth, also credit card information. But credit card information is easier to solve because you can get a new credit card. But you cannot get a new social security number. You cannot get a new date and place of birth. And this is exactly the information that hackers are looking for to sell on the dark web. And this is, again, for me, an evidence that maybe we're talking too much about privacy and not enough about security. I think customers, they want companies to give them convenience thanks to their data, but they also want companies to treat their data in a very secure way and make sure that people with bad intentions don't have access to that. I had the privilege to work together at a certain point with Frank Abagnale. He's the guy that played in the movie Catch Me If You Can. He is now one of the leading directors at the FBI for cybersecurity. And he says this is absolutely the top priority for many, many companies in the West. And there's not enough resources going to the protection of data and making sure that people with bad intentions don't have access to it. WhatsApp is planning to start with payment services in India. I am here in India right now, and WhatsApp is really, really popular. And they have about 230 million active users here, which is quite significant, but of course the upward potential is huge. India has more than 1 billion mobile phone users, more than 600 million smartphone users, so the growth potential of WhatsApp is still really big. And in the beginning of this year, WhatsApp has done a test, a beta of payment systems, and more than 1 million people tried it out. And now WhatsApp is asking permission to the Indian government to see if they can roll out payment services through WhatsApp.
And this is an important battlefield, of course, for mobile payments. We all know that WeChat in China is really big in that, and Alipay is as well. So the question is, which platform will be used in India, and WhatsApp really wants to make a big move here. The Chinese government is asking all manufacturers of electrical vehicles to share the car data with the Chinese government. They want to track what people are doing, where they're driving. Of course, officially, this is to optimize the mobility of the world. But on the other hand, it also fits in the whole philosophy of China of getting the information from all of their customers and all of their citizens. So this is a new step in this field, and there's no way back. This is just something that will have to happen. Chinese car manufacturers are already doing it, but now they're asking it from all car manufacturers from other markets as well.
IKEA is launching its first in-city store. We all know IKEA as the big blue boxes that are outside of the city. And we all know that IKEA is suffering. They have to say goodbye to 7,500 of their employees, which is sad. And they're going through the digital transformation. And now they're going to try something new, an in-city store. The first one will open up in New York, in Manhattan, very close to Central Park. And the idea is that you can go in the store, you can look at everything, but you won't be able to take the things home yourself. They will deliver it. And of course, this is no surprise. If they asked with the citizens of New York what they wanted from IKEA, then it is cheap furniture that fits in small apartments and that they deliver at home, because no one wants to carry a closet in the streets of New York. So they're going to open up pretty soon. And this is a new test to see how IKEA can get ready for the retail of the future. This was my weekly. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope to see you again next week. Please subscribe to the channel and feel free to share the video with your friends and colleagues. That would be really great. Enjoy your weekend and see you again next week. Bye-bye.